Was your daddy born in Parrish?
Yeah.
This parish is
My daddy was born, was 1889 he was born. And my mother was, 1878, my mother 1889. 1878, yeah. My dad was born.
Now,
he was born one of the, in fact, that's a good story. last year, well, 75, for this property here, I had a lawsuit put in my, I had a registered letter at the post office, and I went to go over there, and I had to sign 3 pages for a registered letter. And as my daughter was supposed to be 1903, had gotten married by force. You see, the lady was pregnant, but they never stayed with her by court law. It was in the court's records that he never stayed with her. But he had one child. That child there is dead, but he had 3 children. And my dad died in 1960, and they threw a lawsuit on me. I didn't include him in the succession of my dad in 1967.
Yeah.
My dad died in 1960, I passed the succession in 1967. Because the bank didn't want to give me some money, and I needed, my mother was very, very sick with a heart condition. And I needed the money that was left there. So that's the only way I could touch it if I passed the succession. Mm-hmm. So they threw me a lawsuit on me from 1903. I dug papers that you had to blow on it to open them. But I had a damn good lawyer, and it went on smoothly. I paid 1/10 of the cost of the property for the damn, and got them out of my house. And then I bought the place in my last year.
Yeah.
It went for a year from 75 to 76, in and out, but I never been appeared in court and that. But we farm here. I farm with my daddy all the time. Naturally, in 1938, I finished school. I went 2 years to LSU in Baton Rouge, and I was taking up speech in accounting, and then World War II. Arrived. Prior to World War II, I had that summer was prior to World War II happened in 1941. But that summer, some of my good friends and people that's higher up than me advised me if I wanted to stay out of the service with being 21 years old, in January of 1941, that I should take up something in my spare time. So I went to home and took up welding. And then I was welding prior to the declaration of World War II of Pearl Harbor in 1941. And I was welding in New Orleans. And then I got deferred in 1944. But the grinding before, let's say this time of the year or a month or so later, my daddy didn't have nobody to save his crop, so I took a 90-day leave, October, November, December, you see, to come help him on the farm to save his crop. And I knew he meant a great deal to him, And he was getting of age at that time.
Yeah.
I think he was 60 somewhat years old at that time, you see.
You were up in New Orleans?
Yeah, I was welling in New Orleans.
Yeah. How long did you live down there?
A little over 2 years. And, then I came helping, I took the 90-day leave from the shipyard. But January, as soon as my 90-day, it slapped me with a readings, I could have gone out if I'd have gone back to the service. But then they had inducted me in the service. I went through.
Oh, so you, yeah.
Well, I was inducted. I was in the service. I still could have got out. I went to see the yard, and not to say I had a good name, and I wouldn't miss no time. And. I might be bragging, but I'm not a lazy man. Mm-hmm.